This is the Who Cares News for Monday, September 30th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, question for you.
Yes.
Have you ever been drunk or buzzed at work?
No.
There's a new study by drugabuse.com. 23% of people admit they've used drugs or alcohol at work.
Nope.
Alcohol, most common substance we abuse on the clock.
Hmm. Well, I guess if you're an alcoholic.
Right. You got to get through the day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
64% of women and 70% of men who have done drugs at work said that they've been buzzed or drunk.
Now, I've noticed a staff member, not these days, but, you know, back in the day, I think, wow,
Well, you know, and I'm in radio, so there was a little bit of that going on.
Yeah. Mirrors and such.
Right. Well, there was some of that, too. But you know, let's just say any workplace where you have, like, a Friday afternoon party, usually it might be a little champagne for a birthday or whatever celebration. I've had a little bit of that. Mm. Don't know that I've ever drank to excess that I can remember. But 10% of women and 12% of men say they have used Oxy or Vicodin illegally at work. Now, that's not 10% or 12% of the total population. Just 10 and 12% of the people admit they've done drugs at work. So, yeah. 3% of women, 7% of men said they've used cocaine at work.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And here's the shocker. 1% of women and just less than 2% of men said they've done heroin at work. So,
whoa.
Yeah. Hopefully they weren't operating any heavy machinery.
Right? Talking about getting through your
like
day.
Like a fire engine. All right. It's time for an ambulance.
I've never done the hard stuff.
Time for today's Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis went to the happiest place on earth. Following the shocking confessions that came from his ex, Demi Moore, in her new memoir on
Sunday.
Yeah,
she was not kind.
No. Well, he screwed up. I mean, he did.
Yeah, no. I mean,
so why should she
I think
be
he owned it. I don't.
He
I
did.
Don't, well, I don't think he owned it publicly, but he allowed her to put it in the book.
Ashton shared a selfie on Instagram of himself and Mila smiling at Disneyland.
They were there yesterday, huh? I was thinking about going yesterday.
You
should have gone. I would never. I don't recognize famous people at Disneyland.
Well, Mila has blonde hair now.
Oh, does she?
Yes. Mm. Probably for a movie or something.
I would not have recognized her then.
Where was the kids?
I don't know.
It doesn't talk about the kids.
A lot of celebrities who have kids don't put their kids on their social. I think that's for their own protection.
Well, they were in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle, which was a backdrop of their photo. And Ashton captioned,
it's beautiful.
And he quoted, "Magical weekend at Disneyland, an imagination tinderbox. That Walt guy had a vision." That Walt guy.
Yeah, way to go, Ashton. Way to go. Yeah.
So Ashton had
a
baseball cap.
A little jealous of him because he's had a threesome with Demi Moore, but that's okay. Or a few.
Did he?
Yeah.
With threesome with Demi Moore?
Yeah, that was part of her deal. She's the one who outed that.
I thought he was out doing threesomes.
No. She outed the fact that...
Oh. Yeah. Well, then she's outing herself.
Yeah.
They both had baseball caps on. He doesn't disguise himself much. He's okay if people talk to him. Getaway comes, you know, after the whole headlines.
We talked about that last week, too, from this book. Yeah.
Bombshell details she put
out there. Bombshell! Yeah. Bombshell!
He was unfaithful.
Well.
And she went into contortions to try to fit the mold of the woman he wanted his wife to be.
Yay.
I guess that's where the threesomes came
in. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably. She wasn't complaining at the time. You know, she's how much older than him?
Lots.
A dozen years or so, at least.
Yeah.
At least a dozen years. She was in full cougar mode. She should have expected that this would happen. I really think women think that they get these hot young men and they're like, you know, it's like, oh, you've got to settle down, be faithful to me, blah, blah, blah. Well, when Ashton became a bigger star than she did and he didn't need her dowry, I think that's kind of when things went south. I'll just be honest with you.
You think so, huh?
Yep. He didn't need her for stardom or money or anything. And he was fathered fathering a bunch of teenagers, girls.
True.
He's fathering Bruce Willis's kids.
Yeah.
You know, whom he says he's still close to. Co-fathering. Co-parenting.
Hey.
Co-fathering crap. What's
it was date night for Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin because we can analyze the Kutcher forever.
Yeah.
Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin.
Well, speaking of people's kids.
And age differences.
And age differences, right?
And dating a child. Couple made a rare public appearance in New York City. Well, she's not a child.
She's 30.
Oh, what?
She turns 30. I think I saw somewhere she turns 30 this week.
Okay.
So she's no longer a kid, but she's still a millennial.
Well, how old is he?
So.
He's in his
40s. He's in his 40s, yeah.
Yeah. So age difference. Yeah.
Sure. Of course there's an age difference. It wouldn't be funny if there wasn't an age difference. We wouldn't even be talking about it on this podcast.
True.
Oh, by the way, happy International Podcast Day today.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations, Mr. Mouthful.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing the pod.
Last month, Pear was spotted with Chris's ex-wife, Gwenny, and her husband.
Whoa, wait a minute. What?
Yeah, Brad Falchuk. They were.
That's not a threesome. That's a foursome. They could be playing golf.
They were vacationing in the Hamptons.
Ay, ay, ay.
I guess Chris and Goop have been on good terms since their 2014 split.
Since they consciously uncoupled.
Yeah.
We remember that.
Consciously, but out loudly.
Out loudly.
So Dakota's always said that she's not going to talk about her dating life.
No?
Nah.
She sounds like Jamie Foxx.
Well, I'll see where that got him.
Yeah.
So they're very happy, supposedly.
Well,
they have a private relationship.
Private. It's the privates. They have a relationship in private.
Weird.
Look what that got Katie Holmes. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
If they're not proud enough to take you in public, something's wrong.
But who was that? Was that Katie?
I think
we can't be loud and proud because, you know,
maybe it was
Scientologists.
The way I understand it, the last straw had to do with Jamie stepping out, mentoring the young singer.
Yeah.
That's under the age of 30. I think that had a lot to do with it.
Probably.
But I mean, they were used to like not really being together anyway. So
together, not together.
Together, not together. You know what I saw on Instagram over the weekend? Pictures of Halle Berry and her trainer. I'm wondering if they're a thing.
Oh.
This guy looks a bit younger than her.
Well, fitting.
It could be another cougar thing.
Uh-huh.
Could
Seems
be another
to be the
Demi
thing.
Moore.
Yeah.
I think he's a little older than Ashton Kutcher was, I think, because Ashton Kutcher was really a child when Demi Moore got together.
He
was in his 20s, right?
Yeah.
Just a little kid. Punk.
He was a punk.
Yeah, what did he know? Hey, I'm doing Demi Moore.
I made a huge mistake on Friday.
What'd you do?
I've never done this before. I missed a very important birthday.
Whose birthday was it on Friday?
My first crush.
Oh, who was
in
that?
In my life.
Who was that?
Kent McCord.
Oh, Adam 12. One Adam 12. Shoot the man. Shoot the man. Wow, you did miss that on Friday.
Kent McCord.
Because he listens to this podcast. I can tell you right now, he's a big listener, I'm sure.
Well, listener or no, I have to apologize because I don't forget his birthday.
All right.
Happy birthday, Kent McCord.
All right. With that,
you're still a cutie.
We're out of here. Have yourself a great day. See you mañana. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Happy International Podcast Day.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.